You're listening to SBS News.
Many parents think of sushi and stir-fry meals as healthy options, but new research has discovered a single tablespoon of the average soy sauce contains 61% of the daily recommended salt intake. Melbourne mother Alice Pryor says from now on, she'll be checking the sodium content of the soy sauce she adds to her food.
I put the whole packet in, right? Because you got to have enough left over for the next night as well. Make it easy for yourself. But I'll definitely be checking the sodium now.
One soy sauce plastic fish packet, typically sold with sushi rolls, contributes nearly 10% of the daily recommended salt intake. Researchers from the Heart Foundation, Vic Health and the George Institute for Global Health have analysed the salt content of 150 Asian-style sauces sold in Australia. Vic Health dietitian Jenny Remus says there is some good news.
The good news was that there was a real variance in the amount of salt in these sauces, so you could pick a reduced salt sauce and get half the amount of salt.
Too much salt raises blood pressure, increasing the risk of heart attack, kidney disease and stroke. A 2014 Harvard paper linked excess salt consumption with 1.65 million cardiovascular-related deaths globally each year. The Heart Foundation's Sian Armstrong says many Australians struggle with their blood pressure.
Well, we know that about a third of the population in Australia have high blood pressure. And like I said, this is one of the leading risk factors for heart attack, kidney disease and stroke, which are some of the biggest killers in Australia.
The World Health Organization recommends a maximum salt intake of 5 grams per day, but people generally only need 1 gram a day for normal physiological function. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.